They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Meta trials a new feature to protect teens. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Many social media firms have come under scrutiny for their impact, the impact their platforms have on teens. Meta's latest response to this is a new feature it's testing designed to protect teens that automatically blurs images that may contain nudity. The company says it'll test this out on the platform's direct messaging feature. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Meta previously announced steps to make it harder for teens to access other harmful content, such as about suicide and eating disorders. Its latest effort is aimed at combating sextortion schemes, which trick people into sending nude photos and then threaten to share them with others. The FBI has reported a significant increase in financially motivated sextortion, often originating from outside the U.S. and targeting boys ages 14 to 17. To combat this, Meta is testing out a blurring feature, which will be turned on by default for users under 18. Direct messages with potential nude images will be blurred, and warnings will appear encouraging users to think twice before sending such images or engaging with accounts that send them. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Large internet service providers now have to post a so-called broadband nutrition label online and in stores to give consumers a snapshot of all the charges and performance data for their plans. The new requirement from the Federal Communications Commission went into effect yesterday and could make it easier to compare as and shop for broadband service. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Cable companies often have a lot of fine print. Promotional prices that evaporate, maximum speeds that aren't always available, or an assortment of obscurely named fees.
They're all like $1 or $2 each, but when there's eight of them, that kind of adds up.
Justin Brookman directs technology policy at Consumer Reports, which has studied cable bills.
We have found that people were often very confused about what they're paying for and getting, and they're often surprised by how much they're being charged.
The new broadband nutrition labels look a lot like food ones, but track fiber, speed, or added fees. Professor Lori Craner studies consumer label design at Carnegie Mellon. She says consumers don't always know how to interpret these figures.
Don't just give me numbers. Tell me, how good is this if I want to play video games, if I want to stream movies?
The labels also only have to be displayed at the point of sale, so once you're a customer, they could take a few extra clicks to find. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
5.55%. That is the highest interest rate on a savings account in the country, according to the Deposit Accounts website, is being offered by New York Community Bancorp. That is the regional lender that needed a $1 billion lifeline last month. According to Deposit Accounts, that high rate could be a sign the bank is still under pressure. The audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG is out with its annual CEO Outlook Pulse survey. The data is taken from 100 CEOs who head up large companies in the U.S. Here to tell us about the top findings is KPMG's U.S. CEO, Paul Knopp, with Marketplace's David Brancaccio.
So not a what my Latin teacher would have called a plebiscite, but a survey of captains of business. As a CEO reading data from the other CEOs, what stood out for you?
Well, certainly the strong confidence and growth prospects for the businesses that the CEOs run, along with their confidence in the U.S. economy, continues to stand out in the face of a lot of uncertainties and risks that we're looking at right now. Now, the fact that 72% of CEOs, David, said that they're going to be modestly or significantly increasing hiring over the next 12 months, I think was really promising news. You know, the information around generative AI that's presented by this survey, the confidence CEOs have in that technology and how it's going to help them be more efficient in the future, along with driving value in their businesses, is really interesting too.
I mean, it says responsible use of AI. They're not scared at the same time?
Well, there are certainly a lot of risks with generative AI. And, you know, you think about cyber events, you think about hallucinations, misinformation, disinformation. That's all top of mind for business leaders. At the same time, they recognize it's a transformative technology. And it's going to drive real value for customers. It's going to upskill their employees. It's going to give them the opportunity to create new business models, new revenue streams, and certainly make their operations more efficient. So a lot of promise when it comes to generative AI for the long term.
On the topic of environmental, social, and governance initiatives that companies wrestle with, ESG, I mean, these were often cited in the data here as something that takes up some mind share of CEOs. It looks like many expect to see returns on these investments.
Absolutely. So CEOs are trying to ensure that they're integrating ESG measures into their business strategies to ensure that they make their operations more efficient and they attract more customer and employee loyalty. So CEOs continue to see sustainability as really important to their future.
And back to this idea of enormous amount of confidence among these CEOs in such an uncertain world, that is surprising. I mean, look, in the U.S., we have a big election. India, massive economy, has a big election coming up in a matter of weeks. I think the U.K., there are other elections. That's just mentioning a few of the uncertainties, right?
Well, there are a lot of concerns out there, but I think CEOs have also acknowledged that over the last 4 years, there have been a lot of risks and uncertainties, and they've navigated those well. Businesses have been very resilient. So I think CEOs are feeling very comfortable putting together playbooks to address almost any risk that's out there today.
It's called the Outlook Pulse Survey. Paul Knopp is KPMG's U.S. CEO. Thank you very much.
Great visiting with you today, David. Thank you.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.